This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here, back from Washington, D.C., where I attended CPAC. Yeah, it was an amazing event. Obviously, President Trump spoke there, and the media was all over. It was crazy. And you know what's funny about the whole thing? By the way, this is Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What was cool about it was how President Trump continually touts the media. He taunts them. He's like, yeah, you know, those guys back there, yeah, they hate me. They don't like me. They don't, you know, and he taunts them. And they continue to film because, boy, let me tell you, they were riveted. Let me tell you the outtakes of CPAC. For me, it's much the same. They highlight a few people who are going to get them the most sunshine. And you got to agree with that. I saw my buddy Dan Bongino. Dan's doing great. He comes up to me, Kev, I see you everywhere, dude. What's up? And I'm like, shut up, Dan. You see me everywhere. This dude has been on Fox, I mean, practically every day. And good for him, man. He's got the number two radio broadcast. He says 2 million listeners to his radio per month, his radio show per month. That's major market. That's like being in, say, 40 major markets, because a major market is about 50,000 listeners in a market. At least 20 major markets. That's the kind of numbers. And congratulations to him. Shapiro's number one. Don't know what his numbers are, because probably 5 million. It's probably a big gap between him and John and Dan. And shouldn't be, because Dan's riveting, sharp dude. Man, he was thick. He was working out. So have I been by the way. But we were talking about it. He's like, yeah, man, these people calling me out on Twitter, Kev, wanting to fight. He goes, I'm 6'1", 225, and you could tell he'd been in the gym. And I said, well, I'm not as big as you, but when they call me out, I ask them all the time, where are you? Shoot. And Dan was mad because somebody had called him out on Twitter. You're like, oh, I wish I was there to beat your butt. And Dan was like, I wish you were too. So we rapped about a lot of stuff. And he's looking forward to the rest of this year as I am, because we got the Democrats on the ropes. If CPAC taught you anything, it's that conservatives are united like you wouldn't believe. And let me tell you something. The youngsters, they were all over the place. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, that's just a representative group of a small amount of people. Okay, fine. They're always the naysayers. Folks, the temperature of the water has changed in D.C. and around the country. Donald Trump speaks to the lower level, the people that normally don't get the news from Trump. They see what's going on. We are exposing scandal after scandal. Good example, the Parkland shooting. I'm listening to CNN, and of course, Mary Catherine Hamm, she's on there giving some very good logical reasoning behind this shooting, but there are other CNN people going, John King said, you know, look, you can look at all the issues around guns and all these other things, but let's face it, this is not just a gun issue. This is a system breaking down issue. We'll play that. When we come back, we'll play a few clips of this stuff, because we got a lot to talk about. But what I do want to talk about is this, because everybody's asking me. First of all, Kevin, did you speak at CPAC? I did not. I ran into Matt Schlapp after the fact and said, Matt, what's up? And he looked at me, oh, Kev. And I'm like, you know, and I didn't talk to him because he's busy, you know, signing autographs, people asking him what's going on. But I said, let's talk after the fact, because I want to know why there's so many panels and so many great discussions we should be having. And I was talking to people about, you know, abortion and gun control and all these different things from a real solutions point of view. And I'm not kidding you guys. I'm not saying this for any other reason, because I believe God speaks to me in this particular manner. And people were just like, I've never heard that. That's an amazing way to put that. Oh, my gosh. They start taking notes. I mean, these are big time politicos that hadn't heard what I've said about these topics. And so I'll get back with Matt on this. But then I get a note from a friend of mine. Kevin, we missed you at the White House invitation for Black History Month. You know, and where were you? And I'm like, where was I? Did I check my mail? I didn't get one. Now, am I upset that the White House didn't send me, the great Kevin Jackson, an invitation for Black History Month? No, I don't celebrate Black History Month. But, you know, just the idea that there's a group of people that are ignoring our work is frustrating. Had a meeting with a buddy of mine up there, very powerful Black Republican. He's been in this fight for decades. This dude is so sharp on policy and how to stop folks from, you know, how to use the information we have against the left. And I'll give you an example. We have the 50-year anniversary of the shooting of Martin Luther King, the death of Martin Luther King Jr. I can guarantee you the Republicans have nothing planned for this. Now, when you say, Kevin, why would you plan something for the death of Martin Luther King? I want you to stop for a second and ask yourself, when is the best time to attack the left? Is it on Martin Luther King's birthday? Or is it when some crazed Democrat, some racist Democrat shot an icon? You starting to get it? See, we miss these things. We miss the opportunities to remind people who did it. You want to get into the Black community? Tell them this crazy white Democrat shot and killed your icon. And you know what? Nobody wants you to know that happened. Nobody talks about that birthday. By the way, the 50th anniversary of it. This is what we got to start focusing on. People, Kevin, what should we do to just hit in the Black community? Well, hello. Is this thing on? That's what you do. You remind people of the heinous acts of the left. How many of these things have we overlooked? By the way, the person who Coretta Scott King called in to eulogize her, to sit with her husband after he had died, to sit with her and understand it, will be part of an event that we're putting together for this. But I just want you to understand this is where we are. Back to the CPAC. What was the most powerful thing? Obviously, the president showing up. But here was the biggest issue. Donald Trump's ease. I've seen his speeches. This guy has got a year under his belt. And he even said, he goes, you know, hey, we got a year. Now we kind of know what we're doing. Think about this, the year this man has had. And he's going, you know, I'm finally kind of settling into the job. I get it. Biggest fear that the left should have taken from that event was Donald Trump saying, I'm starting to understand this. Everybody else is talking about a bunch of other stuff. The biggest fear that the left better take, and your biggest sense of pride you can take from CPAC, I'm telling you right now, is the fact that Donald Trump said, I'm starting to really get this. Those words.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's come back quickly to what we just heard from the sheriff in Florida. Whatever your views on gun control, when you go through the list of mixed signals and then the officer who stood outside and didn't act, who did not go into the building, law enforcement called to Cruz's house on 39 occasions over 7 years, FBI tipped up to threats, the armed resource officer did not there. We have a much longer list. I could go on and on and on. We don't have time for it in this hour.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was John King of CNN. He's reading off a litany of the systematic things that haven't been done, that weren't done, I should say, to stop the Parkland shooter. And it was a comedy of errors. I mean, people are equating it to Barney Fife and Mayberry. Glad you guys are back here listening to me, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call the show. This is, again, I love watching how these issues backfire on the left. They want to make gun control the central issue. What was it before this? Does anybody remember?
Let me give you a hint, okay? If I were to talk in voice like this for an entire show, maybe you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, Russia. Russia was the big deal. They had 13 indictments. They just indicted another person associated with Manafort. not President Trump, associated with Manafort, and suddenly we've pivoted from the biggest thing that could possibly be there, you know, be happening according to the world of the left, what's interfering with the sanctity of the Democratic Republic, our rule of law and voting, et cetera, et cetera, and they've pivoted to gun control. And what's funny is, as you listen to these guys talk about it, you know what we find out? It's been repetitive. There's been nothing new. Barack Obama had 8 years to address it. More school shootings on his watch than any other president. And he did nothing. Nothing. We talked about it. I've heard other people say it. I don't know who said it first, but I know this. The minute that we talk about school shootings, I immediately say, well, where do we protect ourselves? What gets shot up? Tell me where there is like, for example, if you're robbing convenience stores, we can all agree that the convenience stores get robbed, right? Or if you want me to get ethnic, gets robbed. Convenience stores gets robbed, all right? They gets robbed, all right? So, I know I added an S to it. Don't, my producers look at me like they love for me to make these grammatical mistakes, as if I can't understand the English language. Anyway, you know convenience stores get robbed. But you know the ones that get robbed the least? The ones that have police substations attached to them. Surprisingly, those rarely get touched. And you know why they put a police substation in those particular ones? It isn't because they're in suburbia, aka utopia. No, they put them in the ones that are in the worst area. So I want you to imagine this. The convenience store that is in the worst area of town has the least amount of robberies. And what's funny about all of those that have those least amount of robberies is all of them have a police substation or a high police presence. And suddenly, in the worst areas of the country, the most likely targets of robbery don't get robbed. Liquor stores that have cops, security, don't get robbed. Federal government buildings don't get attacked. Can somebody tell me when's the last federal government building where someone got a gun in and shot a bunch of judges or attorneys or legislators or whatever? Name me one. When is the last time somebody went on a shooting rampage at the airport? And maybe I'm wrong here. I don't know, but I can't think of one. I didn't research this, by the way. Maybe you should research that and get back with me. But anyway, look, I don't know. But I'll tell you this, I go to the airport, I feel pretty safe. I was at CPAC, and they had armed security everywhere you walked. Two dudes in uniform with, let me tell you, true assault weapons, the ones that have auto mode, standing around. I fist bumped every one of them. What's up, my brother? What's up, dude? Yeah, love seeing you guys here. Thank you for your service. Glad you guys are around. They had other police with dogs sniffing. They did the bill. Let me put it to you this way. They had all these conservatives in an area, hated people by the rest of America, by a lot of America, because of the press. Not a single incident. Not a fight. Not a shooting. Nothing. There you go. So, you know, when you look at these policies that these people are talking about, I would love for them to tell me where the guns are the issue. So here's CNN admitting, look, it wasn't that. Let's play the rest of that clip.
Whatever your views on gun control, the breakdown in the system here is just beyond stunning.
Yeah, and I would like to know more about the rules of engagement for this officer and exactly what was going on, that the surveillance was on a tape delay, which seems like an issue as well. And it must be said that Sheriff Israel was on stage the other night blaming an NRA spokesperson for her part in this, when he is the one elected to actually serve these citizens. And it's unclear to me whether he knew exactly what went down, but he does have to answer for that. And the failures along the way, people who failed along the way do have to answer that. And we need to grapple with how these red flags do translate in something like an NICS background check. And the fact, by the way, that we tried to fix that in 2007 post-Virginia Tech and that state governments have not been able to comply with filling that database, that's the bare minimum for making this preventable in some kind of way. And we do need to fix those things before we move on to other giant sweeping solutions.
Or whatever it is, you have to be able to think at least with two different tracks here. It's ridiculous that, you know, the actual making the system work, and this is not the only shooting in which there's been, you know, missed signals or things that should have been done. People were not doing their job of actually reporting these crimes that should have kept people from buying guns. This has been now a pattern over several of these shootings, and you have to be able to talk about fixing the system if you're going to try to approve the system that then has to trust the system is going to work. At this point, you know, that's almost getting lost in the greater argument politically that's happening over what do you restrict, what do you change.
So not only did you have Mary Catherine Hamm agreeing, you know, adding emphasis, saying, yeah, what's a gun got to do with this? When people have done their part and the system breaks down, why is it that they want to blame the gun? But there was another lady that came on after her who was a writer for the Washington Post, and she even agreed. She was like, you know, I mean, this is you really can't get it. So here again, folks, is where the left overplays its hand. We're going to go for guns. This is the time. Go for the jugular. While Donald Trump is improving this economy, while the so-called investigation of Russia is spiraling on these people so much so that they're willing to dump it to come back to the retread of gun control. And what does Trump do? Brilliance. Yeah, you know, we really do have to address this issue that you guys are bringing up. Let's put the guns in schools. And not only that, we were wanting them to go to veterans. He's like, no, that's a layer. Let's give them to teachers. How dare teachers actually be able to protect themselves and the students in their care? I don't know about you. I'm from Texas. If you said to me a teacher was going to have a pistol, I'm like, congrats, thank you. I mean, we could take care of ourselves as kids because we all have guns in our cars anyway. But you know what? The front line of defense should be the teacher in your classroom. But I'm going to tell you what Jerry Brown did in California when we come back. Short break. You're listening to Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. America has its crime, but I'll tell you this, America's crime rate would be practically zero if we dumped leftists. If we got rid of illegal Mexican gangs, black thugs, and Islamic terrorists, we would be practically utopian. I mean, it's as close as you get. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson's show, KJRadio.com. Talking about this Parkland shooting because the left is obsessed with it. They've overplayed their hands. They're becoming caricatures of themselves with gun control. It's a gun, man. To the point now where we are finally at a place, conservative Americans, people that listen to the Kevin Jackson show religiously, I'm telling you, we have reached the place where we look at them and go, aha, those are the gun control nuts. Those are the gun control freaks. And people at the base level are starting to see them for what they are. You know what's funny about the people that argue for gun control? To a person. Ask a person who says, guns are bad, this, that, and the other. Say, hey, let me ask you this. What do you know about guns? Name me the manufacturers. Give me the types of bullets and what fits into what. Tell me the types of rifles that exist. What's the most powerful rifle in your mind? What's the most powerful handgun? And then here's the pièce de résistance, okay? Okay, you ask them this. Ask them, you ever shot one? You ever owned one? You ever held one? Ask them. In almost all, I mean, it's overwhelmingly so. They've never touched a gun. They've certainly never shot a gun.
They don't know enough about a firearm to save their monkey lives. This is the truth. Test me on this theory. Find your avid gun nut. Let me tell you what happens when a leftist goes and shoots a gun. They become a gun aficionado. They get hooked. They're like, that's so cool. They understand the power that exists in that weapon. But they also understand the responsibility. They then understand, wow, with all that power and hundreds of thousands, millions of gun owners in America that possess that power, they've done nothing. The amount of guns that exist in this country, the amount of ammunition, we are the safest people on the planet. And it's funny. Somebody said, oh, these people have these guns, act like, you know, they have to protect America, like they could do something against the military. And I'm laughing at these clowns. I'm laughing at them. They believe that America's military could take out America's gun-owning population. If you believe that, you obviously have no idea of the gun culture in America and how safe it makes us. Now, I don't need to go back to why the Nazis didn't want to invade America and the Japanese and anybody else. The answer is because we had our guns. But I'll tell you this, as much respect as I have for the military, they are nothing in comparison to what we would do to them if every law-abiding gun owner decided, you know what, this government is tyrannical, and if the military attacked us, it would be gone. Sophisticated as it wants to be, it would be gone. We would destroy it. And we're the only country that could say that. Our people, made up of millions of ex-military, hundreds of thousands of police officers, and a lot of people that sound a lot like me, would give the military the blues. We know how to be snipers. We understand urban warfare. And many of us have skill sets that the military would love to have. So let me tell you, believe me, this government, it needs to get our guns before it can do anything tyrannical to us, because that is the thing keeping us from it. Look, I want to get into some of the issues around this thing, because we had people that I thought were some very interesting tweets, but they said the sheriff who did nothing while Nicholas Cruz killed 17 people refused to share information on Cruz with state social services during a 2016 investigation into his home life. This sheriff that got on national TV arguing with my friend Dana Lash and trying to push all of this onto the NRA, which doesn't manufacture guns. All it does is support the Second Amendment. Let me ask you this. Why do you even need the NRA? Think about that. Just that as a query. But people are mad that there's an advocacy group supporting the Second Amendment. It would be like somebody saying, you know, we need this big advocacy group that supports people's ability to speak. Can you imagine having an advocacy group that has to support the First Amendment? And every time you came out and said, well, look, that's a person's right to say that. Oh, there they go. You know, they're for hate speech. No, they're for speech, free speech. I mean, I hate the different people. I hate the Black Lives Matter people. I shouldn't say I hate them, but I detest what these people stand for. I detest what the Black Panthers stand for, New Black Panther Party. I detest what the Aryan Nation stands for, and on, La Raza. I detest what they stand for. They don't stand for America. They're so misunderstood on what this country is about. I detest that they get to say what they say. But I absolutely defend their right to say it. I think they're idiots. I think most of the stuff that comes out of the mouths of leftist people that are supposedly smart, the intellectuals over there, I believe they're idiots as well. But I certainly agree with their ability to speak it. Say what you want. I think it's great when Nancy Pelosi says something stupid, or somebody like Geraldo made the comment the other day, when you pick up an AR-15, man, it become a different beast. You're a different being than if you pick up another rifle. And I'm going, spoken like a guy who knows nothing about rifles and the people who have the millions of people who own AR-15s in this country legally. Believe me, I've been around a bunch of them. They're like, Kevin, hey, you ought to fire my 9 mag, man. Really? Let me hey, Kevin, check out this AR-15 I just tricked out. You know, okay, boom. All right, hey, look, shoot this 308, man. I got that sucker bored in. It's just another, it's like somebody showing you their cars, your car collection. It doesn't give them any different feeling. If they've collected it, if they like it, they show it to you. It's like somebody introducing you to your kids. Yeah, well, so we got Molly here. You know, she's 13. We got little Teddy. Of course, he's 12, he's 11, almost 12. Wink, wink. You know, that's what they do. It isn't a different feeling, but these idiots are all, oh, it's a different thing with the gun, man. You get that gun in your hand and you feel powerful. You get any weapon in your hand and you feel powerful. That's the point. The point is, you are no longer going to be a victim. Because let me tell you something. Without that gun, guys like me could do whatever we want to you. If I come up to you and say, hey, let me have your wallet. You're going to be like Bill Hicks was talking about. When, give me your wallet. All right, here you go. Because if I want your wallet, I could take your wallet. I just happen to be a good guy. But there are people that use their powers for evil. And they will take your wallet or much more. They'll take your life. So let me put it to you this way. As bad of a guy as I think I am, you got your pistol on on your side there, or I don't know if you have it because you're in a concealed carry or whatever. I got nothing. I'm just going to go along my merry way. I mean, I'm going to go along my merry way anyway, but even the person that wants to attack you, that's looking for a mark, when he sees your weapon, or he thinks that's a guy that would probably carry a weapon, or a young lady that would probably carry a weapon, he moves along. And this has been proven time and time again. So back to what President Trump's looking to do when he doubled down and said, hey, yeah, we're going to solve this problem for you. And everybody's like, he's going to stop the bump stock. I don't care if he stops the bump stock. There's a trigger mechanism. I saw at a gun show. Man, that thing, you should see this trigger. If you want to go in what is perceived auto mode, there's something that can be designed to do it. And I saw it. It's amazing. But President Trump doubled down. We're going to weaponize your school, your teachers, and who knows. But you're going to be protected. People are going to see a school and go, oh, that's a fortress. That's the least you can do for the children of this country. Freaking loved it. When we come back, I want to talk more about some of the tweets that came out. You people are so insightful. As I said before, we can consider all the things to talk about as radio hosts, but why do the work when you guys are out there coming up with these excellent ideas and observations? Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So, a guy tweeted this out. He says, we need to stop calling the left liberals. They truly need all the tenets of communists. They want to change the Constitution. They want to eradicate free speech and all dissent. They want to control you, your life, your career, your health care. Oppose capitalism in all forms. They're communists. By the way, I talked about Jerry Brown. He sneaked something in last Friday on gun control. He said teachers can no longer fire back, shoot back if they're being shot at. sneak that little bill in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The idea that the Jerry Brown sneaks in something that says you can't protect yourself. I want you to think about the most basic right. Your right to say, I want to exist. I want to live. That is, by the way, a God-given right. That is something inside of you. Let somebody put a pillow over your head. You know what you do? You fight like crazy. You don't lay there and go, oh, somebody's trying to kill me. Put a pillow over my head. You flail. You kick. You look for that breath. That little 60 seconds of air that's left inside of your body becomes massively important. Because that's it. If you don't fight back, that's the end of you. That's the end. And these guys are looking for every opportunity to take away that air. They want to stop your voice. They want to stop you from having a gun to protect your voice. And you could go down the line, but from the Fourth Amendment to the just whatever amendments we have to the Constitution, whatever constitutional rights that you have, they want to get rid of them. It was funny. Some leftist said something about, it's my constitutional right to an abortion. I was like, you've got, this is how distorted things have become on the left. They believe they have a constitutional right for this. You know what's funny? How they use every opportunity, this backfire of using kids for gun control. They continue this full court press for one reason and one reason only. They are nuts. They are gun control freaks. They are gun control nuts. That is the only way. When you describe them, if you say, well, you know, the gun control lobby or the gun control, you know, people or whatever, they are gun control freaks and nuts. That is the only way to describe them. You put them in a life or death situation, they would pick up a gun and limp with their little limp wrist and they'd shoot in 50 different directions because they have no idea how to fire a firearm. But they would grab it in an instant to save their lives. But they won't practice. They won't go find out what guns are about. They won't weaponize in that respect. They will pretend that the cops are there to help you. By the way, the same cops that they say want to beat up black folks. Their tactics are the same, folks, no matter how they go after whatever rights you have. High school kids are the new oppressed group. That's what I want you to understand. We've gone from women in the suffrage movement to blacks in freeing of the slaves, which, by the way, all legit stuff leading up to present day America, where neither women nor blacks nor Latinos nor Muslims nor immigrants or anybody else is oppressed. There is no oppression in America outside of the normal day-to-day life of human beings. And most of the oppressive interactions, leftists won't tell you this, but you're getting your education from the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. Most oppression that occurs in America and around the world occurs at the hand of leftists. See, you and I, we're used to giving people helping hands. We see somebody who's willing to work hard, perform, etc., and we elevate them. If the left sees somebody willing to work hard and potentially could pass them, they cut them off at the knees. And if they need to, they'll cut them off at the waist. And eventually, they'll cut them off at the neck. You will be silenced. You will not exceed beyond me. Jealousy kicks in. All the seven deadly sins at some point kick in with the left. You and I see a person who's trying to get back. I'll give you an example. We'll see a person trying to lose weight. And we go, way to go. Look at that. You know, I see 600-pound life. I see those big people working hard. I saw this one lady. She was 650 pounds. I talked about this the other day. She's climbing up from number one, walking without not even a wheelchair. She's slinging these big old saddlebags around. You know, her buttocks just swinging in the wind, man. 650 pounds, give or take. And she's lifting herself up into a pickup. I'm talking about prying her body inside of it. You couldn't get a sheet of paper in there once she was in there. And she drove home, got out of that vehicle, and went into her house carrying 650 pounds around. Let me put it to you this way. I'm nowhere near that. You'd have to pack on at least 250 pounds on me and to say, Kevin, go walk around all day. Not all day, because she didn't walk around all day, but just take that weight and carry it around from location to location and just have. I got a 30-pound vest that I train in. It's loaded with lead, and I'll do pull-ups and walk around in that vest and stuff like that. Let me tell you, you do an hour in that vest with 30 pounds, and you're like, whoa. You take it off, you think you can float. This woman is packing 450 pounds more weight than the average man, and she walks around, and you know what? I'm cheering her. I'm going, look at that big girl go. I'm looking for the positives. I'm saying to myself, wait till she loses weight. Wait till she's down to 170 pounds. She has dropped 480 pounds, man. I mean, she's down to something reasonable. And, you know, and gets rid of the skin. I don't know what she's going to look like, but what is she going to feel like? If her heart and her muscle structure and her bone structure will let her carry that much weight, she's going to be like a helium balloon. She'll be walking around 6 inches above the ground. But here's my point to all of this. We look for stuff to feel good about in people. I don't look at her and go, look at that grotesquely overweight woman. I don't think, but the left will ridicule her. They will give her all the reasons that she cannot succeed and why she shouldn't succeed and all that. And I'm sitting there going, you can do it. And I hope you do it. And do you understand where you will be when you do it? We inspire people. Give them hope. The left take these high school kids who are at the point of their lives where, you know, they should be enjoying life and looking forward to the future. And they go, no, you're oppressed. You could be shot. You know, by the way, we didn't do anything for you over the period of time where Obama watched this increase occur, not just in your schools, but in general, in society. Not only can you be shot in your schools, you could be blown up at this marathon. You could be shot at your Christmas party. You could be shot at a gay nightclub. You could be shot in society in general or run over by a truck while you're riding bikes. But don't feel, you know, you're oppressed. They did nothing to stop it. I mean, how many school shootings occur now each year? That's something Trump inherited. Why do schools teach about Islam, folks, when there are terror attacks? They actually increase their ideas around multiculturalization after we've been attacked by Muslims. They go into schools and say, don't get in this biased mode of Muslims just because they killed a bunch of people in San Bernardino, just because they went into a gay nightclub. By the way, they killed Christians at a Christmas party. They killed gay people at a gay nightclub. But don't believe the hype on Islam. Don't believe it. It's still a religion of peace. It's a good people. They go into schools and reinforce the good nature of Islam after an attack. But what do they do about guns? Do they go into the school and reinforce the idea that, you know, had we had more protection in the school, things would have been good. If we had more guns in the school, no, because that would solve the problem. If they went into schools and told you the truth about Islam, you wouldn't be asked, parent, there's no person that would go, teach me more about this religion of death. But if you told the truth about guns, kids would go, what's the big deal? It's the way we grew up. In case you missed it, folks, I discussed why Democrats fight against armed guards in schools. It's very simple. They know it works. I listened as kids said they would fear their teachers being armed. They had these kids on CNN. Nonsense. Abject nonsense. Are these kids afraid when they go into the airport and there's armed security there? In big cities, kids walk among armed security all the time. There's cops floating around everywhere. They aren't scared then. Why are they scared, supposedly, only when they're in the confines of their schools? I think you know the answer.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.